Tinke Uv, more commonly known as Doit, sat expressionless as the tribunal's pretrial chamber announced its decision Monday to deny him bail ahead of his trial next year. Cambodian Judge Prak Kim San read a long list of reasons to keep Doit behind bars, including concerns for public order and for the defendant's safety during a time of heightened anxiety as the tribunal reviews Khmer Rouge atrocities. The judge also said Doit had proven he would be a flight risk if released on bail. During the Khmer Rouge rule from 1975 to 1979, Doit headed the infamous S-21 prison in Phnom Penh. At least 14,000 people were tortured there. Only around a dozen are known to have survived. The tribunal arrested and charged Doit last July. Before that, the 65-year-old sat in a military prison since 1999. His lawyers argued that his 8-year-long confinement was a violation of his human rights, far longer than the pretrial detention period allowed under Cambodian law. The investigating judges ruled that the military court's decision to detain Doit is a separate issue from his detention under the tribunal. Doit is accused of overseeing mass murder, arbitrary detention, and torture. The prisoners under his supervision were among nearly 2 million people killed at the hands of the Khmer Rouge from torture and execution, disease, starvation, and exhaustion. Leader Pol Pot and his black-clad cadres had embarked on a fanatical drive to create a classless agrarian state. The communist extremists forced almost the entire population into the countryside to toil in the rice fields. They wiped out the monetary system and all remnants of modern Cambodian society. The decision from the pretrial chamber Monday stirred relief from victims of the Khmer Rouge and their families, who gathered in an observation hall at the tribunal headquarters on the outskirts of the capital, Phnom Penh. Chim Mai, one of the few survivors of S-21, was among them. The 77-year-old said he was happy with the verdict. He said he had been waiting a long time for his former captor to be detained. After the fall of the Khmer Rouge, Doit became a born-again Christian and development worker. He was discovered by journalists in 1999 and admitted to them that he oversaw the atrocities at the prison. But he insisted he had acted under direct orders from the Khmer Rouge leadership. The tribunal has arrested and charged 4 other former Khmer Rouge leaders. The movement's former president, Khieu Samphan, was arrested last month. Also in detention are the former chief ideologue, Nguyen Chia, Foreign Minister Ing Sari, and his wife, Central Committee member Ing Thirit. They face charges of crimes against humanity and war crimes. The defendants are in their 70s and 80s and all complain of poor health. They had been living freely before their arrests, and the public is concerned they could die, like Pol Pot did, before they are held accountable for one of the worst mass murders in history. Kate Woodsum, VOA News, Phnom Penh.